Hi guys, this is Mr. Howe's Science Questions, number 76 through 100, the rest of the packet. The diagrams below show four different one-celled organisms shaded in the field view of the same microscope using different magnifications. Which illustration shows the largest one-celled organism? Option 1, 100 times, option 2, 400 times, option 3, 100 times, or option 4, 400 times. Question 77. The equation below represents a summary of biological process. Carbon dioxide plus water is glucose plus water plus oxygen. This process is completed in mitochondria, ribosomes, cell membranes, or chloroplast. Question 78. Which disease damages the human immune system, leaving the body open to certain infectious agents? The flu, AIDS, chickenpox, or pneumonia? Question 79. The main function of the human digestive system is to rid the body of cellular waste materials, process organic molecules so they can enter cells, or break down glucose in order to release energy. Question 80. Base your answer to this question on the diagram below and on your knowledge of biology. The diagram represents a pond ecosystem. Energy in this ecosystem passes directly from the sun to herbivores, consumers, heterotrophs, or autotrophs. Question 81. A food web is represented in the ocean diagram below. So the ocean food web, you have zooplankton, phytoplankton, seaweed, crabs, squid, krill, fish, seagulls, leopard seals, penguins, elephant seals, killer whales, and blue whales. If the fish population decreases, what is the most direct effect that will have on the aquatic ecosystem? The leopard seal will die from lack of food, the krill populations will only be consumed by seagulls, the zooplankton population will increase in size, or the phytoplankton population will increase in size. Base your answer to the following question on the diagram below and your knowledge of biology. The diagram represents a food chain illustrating some relationships in a tidal marsh ecosystem. So you have at the bottom marsh vegetation includes many species of sedges, grasses, bulrushes, and algae. Then you have snails, voles, grasshoppers, mosquitoes, salmon, herring, rats, and snow geese, marsh hawks, bald eagles, and harbor seals, and then you have killer whales at the top. Refer to figure 12 and answer the following question. In addition to grasshoppers, herring must also get energy from algae, bald eagles, snails, or voles. Question 83. In a food web, which type of organism reaches energy from the other three types? Producer, carnivore, decomposer, or herbivore? Question 84. Base your answer to the question on the diagram below and on your knowledge of biology. At the bottom, you have trees and grasses. Then you have deer, rabbits, mice, crickets, frogs and snakes, hawks, and then mountain lions. Refer to figure 13 and answer the following question. A factor not shown in the diagram that provides energy for living organisms is carbon dioxide, water, the sun, or oxygen. Question 75. Refer to figure 13 and answer the question. Which statement most accurately predicts the result of interfering with populations in the web? Removing the cricket population will have little effect on the balance of the food web. Removing all the mountain lions from the food web will benefit the ecosystem. Removing the cricket and the rabbit populations would cause the number of trees to decrease. Or removing deer from the food web will affect the rabbit and grass populations. Question 86. Producers are generally found at the beginning of a food chain. Which statement best explains why this is true? Producers are usually smaller in size than consumers. Producers do not rely on other organisms for food. There are always more consumers than producers in food chains, or consumers are always more complex organisms than producers. Question 87. The diagram below represents a marine food web. So at the bottom you have X, then there's zooplankton, whales, bacteria, small fish, and dolphins. Which organism the organisms represented by X are decomposers, producers, carnivores, or scavengers. Question 88. A fruit fly is classified as a consumer rather than a producer because it is unable to reproduce asexually, synthesize its own food, release energy stored in organic molecules, or remove waste from its body. Question 89. The sequence that best illustrates the flow of energy through an ecosystem is sunlight, plant, wolf, rabbit, plant, sunlight, rabbit, wolf, sunlight, plant, rabbit, wolf, or wolf, rabbit, plant, sunlight. Question 90. The final consumers in many food webs are autotrophs, hosts, herbivores, or carnivores. Question 91. Base your answer to the question on the diagram below, which is figure 14, and on your knowledge of biology. The diagram represents a food chain, or food web. So at the bottom, you have decayed material, then you have centipedes, diaphina, and bacteria, then you have back swimmers, ants, damselflies, algae, tadpoles, frogs, moss, sedges, lizards, maned geese, kookaburras, and dragonflies. Refer to figure 14 and answer the following question. Which population would be most immediately affected by the removal of the lizard population? Sedges, algae, ants, or centipedes? Question 92, refer to figure 14 and answer the following question. Which sequence of organisms represents a food chain within this food's web? Tadpoles, algae, diaphina, and then back swimmers, sedges, ants, frogs, kookaburra, algae, diaphina, decayed material, and then bacteria, or dragonflies, sedges, ants, and then centipedes. Question 93, the diagram below represents interactions that occur between some organisms in an ecosystem. So at the bottom you have trees and grasses, then you have mice, deer, and crickets, then you have frogs and snakes, and then hawks. Which factor would most likely cause an increase in the number of frogs? An increase in the number of deer, a decrease in the amount of grasses, an increase in the amount of snakes, or a decrease in the amount of trees? Question 94. Which sequence best represents the flow of energy through an ecosystem? Sun, green plants, herbivores, carnivores. Sun, herbivores, producers, consumers. Green plants, carnivores, consumers, herbivores. Or consumers, carnivores, herbivores, producers. Question 95. Decomposers are necessary in a food chain because they manufacture food by photosynthesis, return nutrients to the ecosystem, absorb energy from the sun, or produce organic material. Question 96. Figure 15. Base your answer to the question on the diagram below in your knowledge of biology. The diagram represents a food web. So at the bottom you have grasses, mushrooms, bacteria, and trees. Then above that you have grasshoppers, flower seeds, then bark beetles, deer, seed-eating birds, mice, and rabbits. Then you have insect-eating birds, snakes, hawks, and mountain lions. Refer to the figure 15 and answer the following questions. What do the arrows in the diagram represent? An increase in population, the evolution of organisms, the flow of energy, or ecological succession? Question 97. Base your answer to the question on the diagram below and on your knowledge of biology. The diagram represents a food web in an ecosystem. So at the bottom you have wheat, clover, and dandelions. Above that you have caterpillars, rabbits, mice, and grasshoppers. Then you have frogs, owls, snakes, and hawks. Refer to figure 16 and answer the following question. Which row is the chart in the chart best identifies the relationship between mice and wheat? In row 1, you have the role of mice as that they're producers, and the role of wheat is that they're consumers. Row 2, the mice are predators, and the wheat is the host. In row 3, you have the mice as the host, and the wheat as a predator. Or in option 4, row 4, you have the mice as consumers, and the wheat as producers. Question 98, refer back to figure 16, and answer the following question. Missing from the diagram of this ecosystem are the biotic factors and decomposers, biotic factors and decomposers, 3 autotrophs only, and 4 heterotrophs only. Question 99, figure 17. Base your answer to the question on the passage below and on your knowledge of biology. Keystone species. A keystone species is the one whose presence contributes to the diversity of life and whose extinction would be the extinction of other forms of life. A keystone species helps to support the ecosystem of which it is a... Sorry guys, my page cuts off something. An example of what can happen when a keystone species is removed occurred when fur trappers eliminated sea otters from some Pacific Ocean kelp beds. Otters eat sea urchins, which help kelp, which eat kelp. With its major predators, sea urchin populations exploded and consume most of the kelp. Fish, snails, and other animals associated with kelp beds disappeared. The grizzly bear is another example of a keystone species. Grizzlies transfer nutrients from the ocean to the forest ecosystem. The first stage of this transfer is performed by salmon that swim up rivers, some hundreds of miles. Salmon are rich in nitrogen, sulfur, carbon, and phosphorus. The bears capture the blank that carry them onto dry land. The bears capture the salmon and carry them onto dry land, scattering nutrient-rich feces or waste, partially eaten salmon carcasses. Blank estimated that the bears leave up to half of the salmon they harvest on the forest floor. Refer to Figure 17 and answer the following question. Which sequence best represents the feeding relationships in a kelp ecosystem that has not been disturbed by humans? Sea urchins, then kelp, then fish, kelp, sea urchins, and sea otters, kelp, sea otters, and sea urchins, or sea urchins, snails, and kelp? And question 100. The diagram below represents a food web composed of producers, consumers, and decomposers. So you have A, B, C, and D. Which group would represent the decomposer organisms, A, B, C, or D?